Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1791. The topic is mindset and the title is, If You Want Change, What Will You Change? I did a virtual consultation recently. Somebody reached out through the website. We set that up. It was a woman wanting to lose weight. We started with her telling me how busy she is and the challenges that she faces in the chaos of everyday life. I asked her, how does she currently approach eating in relation to her schedule and busyness? She explained that due to being busy, she doesn't have time to eat. And one challenge she's facing is that she doesn't like eating healthy foods. So I asked her, I said, well, how do you define healthy food? She was confused, but then kind of understood what I meant. And she said, foods that are low calorie and low sugar. And she said, but unfortunately, they're always low taste. So we kind of laughed a little bit. Then quickly said that what she eats really isn't important at this point. It's more important that she eats. And I shared a podcast with her, shared a little discussion, and we talked about it, is that she's 50 plus pounds overweight, and it's actually from inconsistent eating. She doesn't overeat all the time. She undereats a lot of the time and then overeats in between those times. She eats mostly carbohydrates, has no clue of what protein she eats, and as we eventually got to, she really doesn't eat any protein. And she eats mostly at night and she drinks a lot of alcohol. And it's like, oof, you know, that's a recipe for weight gain. In order for her to lose weight, we would benefit from developing some consistency of calories and food intake and a daily routine that she could use to normalize her eating schedule. I said, well, you know, run me through your day and we'll look for times where we could fit some food in. She very quickly and abruptly said, I don't have time to eat during the day. I said, well, you'd be surprised. There are usually little moments that we can fit something quick in. She again replied, I don't think you understand. With my kids and running errands, I don't have time to eat. I said, I do understand that you're busy, and likely you feel overwhelmed with attending to everything you need to do. So to add the responsibility of food is likely an additional sense of overwhelming. But we can find foods that fit very quickly and easily in your day. We can find little small windows. We might be able to find some options that can work. She then actually got angry with me, and she said, I don't have time to eat. That's not going to change. I can't change that. So I knew I touched a button there. I said, well, you know, we can look at other ideas. But in general, when you thought about setting up this consultation, did you believe that there would have to be some change to what you were doing currently? She says, what do you mean? I said, well, in order to get a different outcome than what you're getting now, you have to do something different than what you're doing now. She said, well, that's why I contacted you. And I said, yes, I'm glad you did. I appreciate it. Thank you. But it feels like we're kind of at a dead end here. I can't help you make changes. I can help you make changes that are the least stressful and the lowest energy consuming changes possible, but we do have to make changes. She said, yes, I understand that. And I said, well, what are you willing to change? She kind of thought about it, and she said, whatever you tell me to change. And I said, okay, can you run me through your day so we can look for little opportunities to get some food in and create more consistent schedule? So I just went back to what I had said before. Believe it or not, the rest of the consultation actually went really well. It was a rough start, she was surprised about the daily food ideas and how easy it can actually be to fit some food into her day. So we broke down that wall, we got there, we got to it, and we came up with a plan, and she's very happy. But what was interesting was when first presented with change, she became defensive. She argued for her struggles rather than looking for how to work around them. She almost needed her reasons, her excuses, her struggles to be harder than what I was making them out to be. Or maybe she even wanted them to be impossible to overcome. Because then the problem wasn't her. The problem was her excuses, her struggles, her challenges. When you think of what you want to achieve, what are your struggles? What are your challenges? What are the seemingly immovable objects in your way? Are you looking to overcome them? Or are you sitting in inaction and looking at your obstacles as a comfort? A comfort in the sense that it's something to blame other than yourself. Do you want change? Or do you want an excuse to not change? Misery can be comfortable because it's known. You know what it feels like. It's consistent. You've settled into it. You're comfortable in your unhappiness. And you may actually be scared to risk that unhappiness because something worse might come. There's a fear that is causing you to lose something that could be even better. If you want change, you will have to change something. You will have to change something. You will have to change. Are you ready to change? If you want change, what will you change? What are you willing to challenge in your current beliefs? Really, think about that. If you say you want change, are you willing to make a change in your thinking, in your actions, in what you do every day? Are you willing to challenge your comfortable unhappiness? If you want change, look at what you're doing that perpetuates the negative results and look for anything that you can change in what you're doing to produce a change in what you're getting. If you want change, you have to change. What are you willing to change? Are you fighting for your excuses? Or are you willing to fight to overcome them? Okay. I'll leave you with that. You can think that over. If you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.